It might be 2018, but in this episode of Queer Eye, the 70s are back, everybody. And I don't know if the Fab Five can fix this. Let's see. Here's our Queer Eye review on AfterBuzz TV.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Darling, hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Hold you, hold my hand.
Your hands are soft.
Are they?
Oh, so soft. Oh, my gosh. What do you do for lotion?
A lot of lotion on this hand. Just the right hand.
Okay, well. All right. Well, I'm gonna go wash up.
Wash your hands with soap. Yes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome. 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 How are y'all today? This happy Sunday. Welcome to the AfterBuzz TV channel's Queer Eye. I always want to say Queer Eye for the straight guy, but it's not anymore.
It's updated, y'all.
So it's updated, y'all, for the Queer Eye show. We are two queens down this week.
Well, we're also two queens up.
But we're two queens up, yes. Yeah. So we're just going to jump into this episode that was really 70s disco 60s riffic. But let's start it. I'm Matt Maher, and we've got the show coming up. We've got some news coming up, some big news this week. So. Yeah, Charles.
And I'm Charles Conley.
You are Charles Conley.
I'm Charles Conley, and the news is huge.
It is huge.
And this episode
was... We're teasing you.
The tease is ripe, but this episode is even riper. I loved it. This episode.
It made me cry again. I'm not a crier. I really am dead inside. Like, everybody's going to think I'm a crier. Literally, I watch Atonement, and I'm like, oh, it's pretty, but it, like, doesn't make me cry. Sophie's Choice, I'm like, she had to make a choice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't
cry.
She
had to make a choice.
She had to make a choice.
This is a justifiable choice to make, but...
But Queer, I'm always like...
The moment you see a man walk into a renovated living room with brand new hardwood floors, you just break down.
It just makes me sob. Yeah.
Sophie's Choice has nothing on some hardwood floors.
Nothing. Now, if it was laminate, I wouldn't cry.
No, not at all.
How are you, Charles Conley?
I'm doing great, actually.
You got a haircut? You look cute.
I did get a haircut. I thought it was going a little short. I almost did buzz cut moment.
Really? Like thought, military man.
Military man. But then I thought, no, I'm going to leave a little bit more on the top. So I'm feeling fresh and clean.
Okay.
But I'm a little tired because I drove to San Diego and back today.
Oh, there and back.
Yeah, today. For brunch.
Oh my God, that's the gayest thing ever.
I'm a good gay.
What?
I'm a bad person, but I'm a good gay.
How could you go to brunch and not drink?
I did, but I sobered up before I came back.
Oh, you should have taken the train, girl.
I saw that on the way there. I saw the Amtrak driving parallel to me, and I thought, what in the hell?
Although,
is all this?
She would have been drunker than Cooter Brown for this show.
It would have not been Snakes on a Plane. It would have been Drunk on a Train.
Drunk on a Train.
The sequel. The remix.
But my boyfriend's taking the train. It's supposed to be fun.
Yeah, I should do that next time. Really, I should have. But I'm doing good other than that. How are you?
I'm great. I went to DragCon today. It was a lot of fun. Oh,
jealous.
We did. It was really fun. There were some great queens. And, today's the last day. So... Y'all can't go unless you just go right now. But next year, I would say plan. I think it's worth... You know, there's a lot of people that travel to California from that I talk to. So it's worth the trip to come out. Great people watching. It's like Disneyland, but gayer.
Much, much gayer. Yeah, the people watching would be on 10.
Yeah, it would be on 10. So, all right. Speaking of people watching, let's talk about Remy Jordan.
Because he
Remy,
was easy,
right?
he was easy to
Remy,
watch.
Yeah.
He was easy to watch.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Remington. Yes.
Oh, my God. He was. Can we talk about how handsome he was?
Stuck in the past, but he had a face for right now.
Oh.
Right this moment.
And some arms for right
and
this
moment. And some
arms for moments.
Right now and tomorrow and maybe the
I
next
mean,
day.
I mean, Jesus, take the wheel. God made man.
And he also made Remy.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, He made Remy.
Exactly.
And whatever. Screw him. Okay, so.
Screw Adam, too.
I do. Okay, so the guys are, they're in, you know, Atlanta, Georgia. And so Remy, he is kind of in a time warp, right?
Yeah. Yeah, due to, like, multiple factors. So he's in his grandmother's house, right? And she recently passed. Like, how recently did she pass whenever we, like, joined him? Was it, like, months?
No.
Weeks?
It had been...
Years.
It had been 3 years. Because it had been 3 years, and then his dad had died, like... Was it after that or prior?
I think it was after? No. Because he died suddenly, and
this
there was...
This is why Leanne needs to be here, because
we need a timeline.
Because...
What we know...
Because I went to brunch today, too, so I had a little bit of drinks, and then...
Yeah, there's a mimosa still working its way out of my system.
There's a mimosa still, both of us, so yeah.
It's okay. Anyways, the reason he's stuck in this kind of this frozen time zone is that I think that he's like kind of clinging to the past. So he lives in his grandmother's house.
His mom's the one who nominated him.
His mom nominated him.
What's her name again? I loved his mother.
Oh, I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
Well, it's fine. So Remy's mom. Y'all can tell us in the chat.
Remy's mom. So, she nominated him, and he's living in this very, like, 60s, 70s yes. style.
Lawrence Falk, who's watching, if you're on the live chat, Lawrence Falk, if you know. His last name is Falk, everybody. F-A-U-L-K. I'm not cussing. If you know Remy's mom's name, help us.
Yes.
So, he's living in the past because he doesn't act like at first to me that, which we're going to get to this kind of a tease later that we find out when he does kind of see the renovation, but mm-hmm. I didn't feel like at first we knew why he was living in the past. We didn't know whether.
I think it was just laziness, to be honest. I think it was a part like he was holding on to some of those old memories, but honestly, like renovating a house is no easy task.
It is not.
Just ask Bobby.
And it needed to be renovated.
It needed to be renovated like, in every sense.
But it was kind of, you said this before the show started, and I want you to talk about this because I kind of wanted to change it, and then I kind of didn't, because it reminded me when I was a kid, and I'd go to my Aunt Peggy's house up the street, and how even when I went back as like a teen, you know, in teenager, and even in early college, Aunt Peggy's house still looked the same. The green curtains were up there.
Yeah, it was nostalgic.
It was very nostalgic. She's updated it now, and it's very fresh, but still, like, there is that. It was just... Archaic. It looked like a piece of time.
Yeah, it was a moment in time. But that's good occasionally.
Give me one. Sorry.
We're going to move on from that.
Okay, Whitney.
That
was rotten. Start singing Whitney now.
That was rotten.
It was rotten. But it was like a moment in time.
That's good for some people, but for a guy, like a young guy, entrepreneur, like Remy, he needs to like catapult himself forward. Especially,
nothing looked young about it.
Nothing was sexy about it.
What? I'm not to interrupt you, but I have to ask this. What, I know he's really hot, but still, I probably would, but what type of girl would have sex with him in his bedroom? Because he said that he had brought women in there, and like, you know what, I asked that, but I totally...
Maybe like a Rose Nyland type? Maybe Blanche Devereaux would be into it?
Maybe Matt Maher, Three Mimosas after Mickey's, and I'm like, sure, this is your room, it's kitschy, there's murals everywhere.
Murals, listen, if I had a guy like Remy to come home to, I could overlook a footboard on the bed and, you know, 70s curtains everywhere.
Yeah.
But definitely not sexy, and he said himself, like, whenever he brings girls home, there's a disclaimer, so that's how, like, bad.
And it's also his mom's room.
His mom's room, having sex in my mom's bed?
I mean,
no, not at all. Not at all.
Ooh, against God's will.
No.
No.
I rebuke it in the name of the Lord.
In the name of Judy Garland, rebuke it.
So there were a lot of aged things about this house, including the aged lettuce that Anthony smelled in the kitchen.
I have qualms with your boyfriend here.
I don't know why he keeps smelling.
Why did he smell
things?
It? This is a real problem.
Why is he smelling things? He's not my boyfriend, unless he wants to be, but... He opened this, like, mixed greens thing, or he looked at it first, and it was molding, like, crusted, busted, and dusted, and rusted mold on the bottom, and Remy's roommate was there, and he was like, don't smell that, and he smelled it, and he got his nose all up in that. That was rotten.
See, now, I wonder, it was gross, and do they tell people not to clean their homes before they come? Because I feel like everybody we came to, their house has been, especially their kitchen, is a hot mess.
They probably don't tell them.
You know what I mean? If I knew five gay men were coming over to my...
Yeah.
Well, that's happened to me. Not to do a renovation, but still, five judging gay men.
A renovation of sorts.
I'm scrubbing like the bathroom with bleach. Because...
You know what I think they probably do? They probably tell them, like, the guys are coming. They probably don't tell them anything at all about... them going to their house, and then like the first day that they're there, like in town, they just go to the house and see the home. So they like just give no warning. And maybe they also mention like, don't try to zhuzh anything up. Like, we're all going to do that for you. We're going to clean it for you. Just leave it as is. But still, like, I'd throw a few things like under the mattress to try to hide it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe he did throw the most embarrassing things under the mattress.
Maybe.
Maybe he threw, you know, the sling under the mattress.
Maybe. They still haven't found any
sex dolls,
straight porn, and any. And you would think they would show Jonathan being. Oh wait, they did find the gay guy who had the leather.
The leather equipment.
I can't talk about that episode. That touched my heart, and that touched my
other parts.
Other parts.
Yeah, it touched your parts.
It touched between, me all over.
Touched me between me down there.
Between me down there.
Downstairs. Yeah, but his house was a mess in multiple ways.
And he was close to his grandma, too. So
yeah.
I guess I love that his mom nominated him. Mm-hmm. I love that, again, his family kind of was supporting him. I just, I like this family. I feel like there's hope for them.
There is.
Right?
There is, for sure. For sure.
All right. So we're going to talk about a little bit, some kind of improvements that they did and what really mm-hmm. the guy's kind of the mission was. But before we do that, we're going to talk about our famed founder, yes. Maria Menounos.
Yes. We all know that yes. Queer Eye is all about like big brothers and coming in and helping you and judging your life, which is like the perfect way to segue into Maria Menounos' podcast. It's yes. about having fun, learning, growing in all areas of your life. And it's the podcast for you. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. It's hosted by our AfterBuzz TV founder, as Matt said. Mm-hmm. It drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your life, kind of what the Queer Eye group does mm-hmm. with their subjects. So if you think, you know, I could use a little something like that.
You don't
that.
Have five gay men around. You just call Maria.
Yeah, call Maria. She'll help you out.
Listen to her show. You can't she'll call her.
You know, you can. And
I don't have her phone number.
That's health and no, I don't either. And if I did, I would call her.
That's true.
You know, it's health and wellness. It's career. It's relationships. Finances. It's more. Let Maria be the big sister you always wanted to have, or big gay brother you always wanted to have. She's everything. She can do it all.
She's got a masculine quality.
And if you do go to iTunes and listen, you need to let her know who sent you, which is your two gay queens right over here.
Yes.
Gay queens, is that a double negative? Double positive, I know
double,
that for sure.
I just got HIV.
No!
Sorry, we say positive. No. I'm like, what? I get nervous as a gay man. I'm like,
Okay. Speaking of double positives, be sure to rate, comment, and when you do, let Maria know it was us who sent you here because we are double positives.
We are.
We are this is Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. You should check it out, girl.
You should check it out.
There you go.
And why? Good job. Good job.
Thank you. Snaps for Charles.
Snaps for Charles. And while we were at Lawrence in the chat said, he said, I'm so happy Maria's brain cancer surgery was successful.
Yes,
I love
yes.
you, Maria. Yes, and it wasn't cancer. It was just brain tumor.
Yes.
Not cancer,
and
but yeah.
This is the perfect example. Maria has that life experience that really gives you and grants you that wisdom. So yeah. She has been through the ringer, y'all.
I was about to say she's been around the block, but that's not what I meant. Because that's what the... she's been through the ringer
she's
is
been
a better
through the ringer
example.
In every aspect,
exactly.
Emotionally, professionally, yeah. whatever, whatever.
She looks young, but she's lived a life.
She's an old soul.
She's an old soul. All right, speaking of old souls, Lawrence says that we have jokes for years. I love Lawrence. Lawrence, thank you so much. Oh, Lawrence says he's a substitute teacher and a home health care aide. So he said he would be too exhausted to clean his own home, but he's going to try to do better. You do better, hopefully.
You do better, girl.
But I get it. With these people coming in, these people are probably, this guy's an entrepreneur. He's probably tired. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
And he like works out a lot.
He works out a lot.
And you know what my favorite thing was? Well, kind of my favorite thing. At the beginning of the episode where they were like, he blends everything. They like zoomed in on the blender. The blender was fully from 1985.
Oh, it was like
that blender was old, y'all. It was so old.
You know, but my mama has, she threw it away and I got so angry, but she had my grandma's. It was the same brand, like Oyster or Oster.
Oster.
Blender.
Uh-huh.
Because she would blend that to make the celery and the onions for the dressing for Thanksgiving every year.
Yes, God.
And I mean, that thing still was going. And I said, hey, I need a mixer. Can I have that? She's like, I threw it away. It was ugly. And I'm like...
It was a piece of art.
I would have kept it.
So many carrots and celery or whatever, onions and celery blended that thing. It was permanently flavored.
It was like...
Like onions and
it
celery.
It was like 20 pounds. Oh, Scott Holston, welcome to the live. Scott says, OMG, I caught the show, finally.
Finally, you're
finally.
Here, Scott.
We're here every Sunday.
We've been waiting for you.
We've been waiting for you. Okay, so let's talk about, the Fab Five are going into Remy's life.
Yeah, going all
who do
way.
You want to talk about first? You want to talk about?
Let's talk about Jonathan.
Yeah, they did Jonathan. They switched
Jonathan.
It up this time.
Uh-huh.
Usually they kind of almost do it in the same order, but this time they went to hair
this
and grooming
This time they went to grooming
first.
And hair first, exactly. So,
what'd you think?
Jonathan was really excited to work on Remy because he has a great canvas.
Yes.
He's very handsome. He's very fit. He has good skin, good hair. Mm-hmm. So Jonathan said, like, on the front end, I don't really have to do a lot to this guy to make him look good because mm-hmm. he already looks – or he really doesn't – he's the type of guy who doesn't have to do a lot to look decent. But I don't mm-hmm. want to go for decent. I want you to be the best self. I want to go for gorgeous. So he gives him kind of a low fade. He tells him kind of the science about – what the hair does with the face, and he could just throw a haircut on Remy, but it wouldn't really serve him. So he gives him a good haircut. Uh-huh. He gives him a good little clean shave.
It was very minimal because, and when he first said, I was like, this really isn't going to change anything.
Yeah.
And it kind of changed everything.
It did. It kind of really did.
Didn't it?
It did. Well, whenever you get a good haircut, your confidence boosts a little bit.
That's true.
Like whenever I got this haircut, I felt like Cameron Diaz. Do I look like her?
Yeah. Cameron Diaz hasn't worked in like 7 years.
That's why I felt like her, because I felt old.
No, you look rested.
Out of date.
Your skin's really good.
Is it?
Yeah, you have good skin. It's very smooth. You don't have any wrinkles.
See, this is why I come to this podcast.
Jealous.
Because Matt compliments me all the time.
If you're listening to the podcast, that's great. But if you're not watching us, you should. Charles is adorable.
And thank you
I would
so much.
Suck his soul like...
suck my what?
Suck your soul like on Hocus Pocus just to get
your... Yeah.
Yeah, I saw a really great Bette Midler drag queen Hocus Pocus.
Did you really?
Yes.
That's the tea.
Great.
That's the
tea. I kind of look like Bette Midler when I do drag.
Or when you don't do drag.
Or really? I'll take it.
Kidding. She's gorgeous and she's talented.
I'll take it. So she is gorgeous. She is talented. So, okay. So Jonathan does a groomy, really kind of, again, changes everything. And so then I thought a sweet segment was with Anthony.
That was really sweet. That
right?
was like, I feel like that was, no pun intended, but like the meat of the episode.
Yes.
Is the meals.
Or the mac and cheese of the episode.
The mac and cheese of the episode, exactly. The meals that that Remy wanted to get back to. Because the meal, let's get deep, y'all. Let's get deep with Charles. The meal was a symbol of things that were in the past that were somehow lost, but Remy still wanted to hang on to and take into the future. And this meal.
Yes. Oh, yeah, because they used to have meals. Well, we forgot to say this part. They used to have like Thanksgivings, but also
meals.
Sunday family meals all the time.
Sunday dinners.
And then since his grandma passed away and then his dad died, who he gave CPR to. It was very sad.
Yeah.
Like they haven't done that. So this was literally a,
this meal
a thing
was,
from the past.
Was a symbol of things that were lost in the past that were like frozen and stuck in time. Mm-hmm. And nobody was grabbing them and moving them forward with the family.
Like a Madonna song, Frozen When Your Heart's Not Open.
That too.
That's a good song.
I don't listen to a lot of Madonna. We'll address that in a later episode.
Okay, I'm out.
Matt is out. And
again.
I need to listen to more Madonna. But this, Anthony kind of got with Remy's mom and said, it didn't get with her that way. I mean, he could have. He could have, and they could have sold it on DVD, and it would have blown up, and then it would have been Keeping Up with Anthony. Honey.
But no, he really got with her and really...
got down and nitty-gritty with the recipes.
Well, I like that he didn't go in and be like, I'm just going to do my version of the macaroni and cheese. Because also, too, you don't want to mess with a mac and cheese recipe from a black mama from the South. Because she knows it's going to be
She'll
good.
She'll be like, excuse me, you took the cottage cheese out of my macaroni and cheese.
I kind of want to try
that. That idea was gorgeous. Stunning. That idea had
I'd
great skin.
I'd never heard of that ever.
That idea had a tan.
It
had great hair.
That idea was Charles Conway.
That idea... Oh, you saw where I was going with that.
Yeah.
I don't have a tan. I'm just red because I'm flustered. And
mimosas.
I have mimosa in my But that was... That
I
really
want to try it. I want to make that mac and cheese.
Uh-huh. And me too. That really was what Anthony was doing, because no more guacamole, no more simple tacos. He said, for this one, I'm going in. I'm really going to teach him how to make a full-fledged meal. And that's what he did.
He did a whole... It was mac and cheese. It was green beans. It was...
What was the meat?
His arms.
Oh! Was
no,
the meat... His arms.
The meat was...
Was it like roast beef or ribs or something? Chicken?
I thought it was.
Why am I forgetting the meat?
Oh, no, it wasn't meat. Because he did just sides. He talked about sides that he could do.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. And then, I wanted him to make that pie, too. Meatloaf. Oh, meatloaf. It was meatloaf.
Oh, it was meatloaf.
It was meatloaf. Because remember, he was like, you can roll the meat into a little ball.
And then fry it up.
And put it and test it if you need more breadcrumbs, more this, more that, which was good because meatloaf is easy. It's kind of like you pile it all together and then you make it.
My grandma made great meatloaf.
Yeah. My grandma didn't make great meatloaf. She made
a
great pound cake, though. She made pound cake every day.
My boyfriend loves pound. Last time I made a pound cake, I made two loaves, and he ate both of them within 3 days.
Sounds like my kind of guy. I mean, I'm not coming after your man.
No, it's fine. I'll make a... Do you like pound cake still?
I love pound cake. With coffee in the morning? God bless.
Okay, so next time I make the pound cake and a two loaves, I'll give you a loaf.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God.
It's not my recipe. It's Anna Garten's. But oh, okay. It's really good.
You should have,
really
like, good. Just add one ingredient, and now it's your recipe.
And now it's my
now it's love. Your, yeah, your pride love. And joy.
So, okay, so we talked about Jonathan. We talked about Anthony. I love in the chat they're talking about guacamole now. I love them.
Oh, thank you so
I
much.
I love guacamole, too.
I love guacamole.
So let's talk a little bit. I mean, let's just jump in and talk about Bobby. He had a lot.
He had a lot to do. Bobby has like no whole, time.
Where okay, where Anthony had one food meal or one dish to make.
Anthony had one food to make.
Had one food to make, lettuce. He did a whole meal. Well, Bobby normally has kind of a room or two.
A room or two.
This was like a whole house.
And not only was this a whole house, this was a whole house that was like had to be completely renovated, and everything had to change. And not only that, he had to find ways to incorporate the old into the new and make it work. So Bobby had his work cut out for him. I think he did a great job.
I think so too.
And he incorporated that Don Draper element. You know, during this episode, I started thinking, I was like, you know, Bobby might just be the hardest damn working guy on this show because has stuff to do all the time. I don't know if this is actually
done.
He has
a design team.
Yeah, well, probably, obviously.
No, he has a team.
He has a team, but still, it's like, is this really done in like a week?
Bobby, if you're watching, we want to interview you. Come talk to us.
Yeah, come talk to us and renovate our
whole
life.
We're working on some cast reviews, by the way, y'all. Teaser, nothing to announce yet, but there might be one already.
And maybe. Actually, yeah.
Maybe.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
StayTuned.com.
But yeah, so he did. I like that he took a lot of his grandmother's things, like they painted that dresser. He redid some of the chairs. Like he kept his mom's headboard. Although I would want all the bed things from my mom's bed gone.
Yeah, I would want to. I wouldn't want to look up and be like, bed. My mom looked up at that headboard. I wouldn't want to be hitting my head on the same headboard that my mom hit her head on. Boom, boom, boom.
Oh my God!
I would not want to do that. That's a no.
Oh my
That's
God!
That's a no from me.
I don't want to do that. But with that said, what Bobby did was beautiful.
Yeah, it was all reinvented.
I really like his design. Yeah, he's very talented. And I love that he took the mural of or as Bobby says, I guess Bobby's suddenly Cuban because he always says Cuba. And
no, I'm he like, said, oh yeah, he did say
he's
Cuba.
He's like Cuba. And I'm like, girl,
Cuba.
You are white.
A Cuba. You are,
just say Cuba. Cuba. Okay.
You he are did real. Say, he did say Cuba.
We're real, real white.
I was into the mural though.
It was beautiful. I like really that nice. He picked something that was a mural now that Remy liked. Also, and this is the part that made me cry.
The whiskey. No.
No. Oh, yeah. They went whiskey tasting. That really was unimportant, but they went whiskey tasting. When he saw the pictures of his family and when Remy started to cry.
Crying. Yeah.
You didn't get teary at all?
No, girl.
You were deader than
really
me.
I really didn't. I was in my bed like watching eating almond butter out of the jar and I was not crying. I was like, why is this almond butter so watery? It was really watery, but my eyes weren't watery. But that was really, because he started doing like the whole like.
I love it. When straight guys cry, it's so
he was
hot
like,
to me.
And like coughing. He was like.
Trying not to, because they like, try not to cry, which makes them hotter.
Yeah.
And then their eyelashes get defined from the water on their eyes.
That said it wasn't going to cry.
Oh.
And then Bobby like half hugged him and. It was all very tender and very sweet. But I wish in that moment, like, somebody would have just given him a big bear hug. Maybe they didn't want to,
maybe
but, like...
They would have blocked the camera.
Get the shot.
I feel like, though, to me, it really, that kind of was a full circle moment as well, in that I wonder if even... Because sometimes, look, sometimes in our life, things happen, traumatic things happen, and we're just going through, and we're doing the best that we can, and... We just need a little bit of a win. And when somebody comes in like that, that's the beauty of supporting people. Because when you give them a little support, they often not only can rise up to be a better version of themselves, but then they also, sometimes they don't even realize all the stuff that they went through. And it allows them to process that. And I feel like that for Remy, I don't even know if he knew a lot of why he was keeping the house the same. He kept his grandmother's clothes. All this kind of stuff was... Part he was just kind of holding on to a lot instead of trying to move forward.
Yeah. So whenever he saw those pictures, I think it was a way of like he was finally seeing I can hold on to the memory of my grandmother and my father and still honor them by like moving forward with my life and taking their legacy and applying it to my life and continuing their dream for a close and happy family.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think that he's going to carry on. Some of this stuff.
Well, in which, you know, for Karamo, with his challenge, he was a lot about, he talked about Remy's father.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I feel like with Karama, they really talked a lot about what his father wanted for him and how hard his father was a part of his life. Remy was close to him as well, and how he really wanted Remy to kind of carry on the legacy that his father, what did he say? He said something, not walk, there was something like not walk the same path, but I don't know. They said something that was really cute.
They said, like, don't walk try to walk the same
path,
shoes with the father and the path, but go down the same forest of the nature genetics. That's what it was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's what it was.
We nailed it.
Nailed it.
I can't believe we remembered that.
Nailed it, everybody. So, yeah, that's what they said. It was really touching. Made me cry. And didn't. But but that was Karama's task, to like get him to, and Karama made him that book.
Oh, yeah. The bedazzled book
that made his mom cry and then made Remy cry too.
That's like the best gift, by the way.
But I love that it was all about, it was an intentional book. And that's something I think for anybody, that if you're doing something in your life and there's maybe something in your past that you want to look at, there's always, even the type of therapist I'm a narrative therapist. So we do letter writing stuff. So like a lot of times I've had people that if they like had cancer and they like healed from it, but still they were carrying that emotional
baggage,
they would write a letter, like a goodbye letter to cancer, or goodbye letter to a parent, or a goodbye letter to fear or doubt. Mm-hmm. I think doing those kind of ritual things can be really helpful and just symbolic and helping you move on. So, and speaking of moving on, so let's see, we talked about Anthony, we talked about anybody, who are we, and Tan, the fashion. The fashion was really just...
It's kind of straightforward, you know, I mean, he was really casual, and he had all this athletic wear, but Tan found a way, as he always does, to kind of cinch it up and bring it in and zhuzh his fashion and everything, and he started off with that, like, sharp sports coat, but again, like, carrying the thread through, he used his dad's hat, which, like, I'm personally not a fan of a hat.
I like a hat. I love a hat. I still love...
When done well, a hat can be sexy.
Okay. I like James's hat from first episode. And maybe we'll talk about him later.
I didn't like James's hat from the first episode. No, I'm just not... Hats. I'm not a big into hats.
What about Diggs? What about when Tay Diggs wears a hat?
I'll love anything that Tay Diggs does. I love a good baseball cap.
Okay.
Yeah, baseball cap looks good. Looks good. But yeah, Tan did that. He was like incorporating the past into the present and kind of merging the two worlds to create a product all Remy.
All
Remington.
That's
which I don't know why they didn't name the episode. It's called the Remy.
The Renaissance of Remington.
I don't know why they call it Remy-sance. Hellier. Hellier.
Put that guy on the show.
Hire me.
This guy here. Put here.
This man over here. Right. Remy-sance gold. Right. Hashtag Remy-sance.
Hashtag Remy-sance. Okay. So before we talk about Willie Keep... I was going to say... Wow.
What?
I was about to say, before we'll talk about Willie Keep It Up...
We know he will.
We can't ever have...
We can't... We're mimosas awful.
Again on our... Actually, we're we awful. Should have brunch the next time we come here. We'll have late... We'll have, we'll have dunch.
Dunch? Dinner, brunch.
That sounds weird.
Dinner... That's,
I want to remind you all, though, that if you are listening to this show, this is a new show, so... Y'all, I'm asking for your help. We're asking for your help to get the show out there. So if you're listening to this recap, you like the show, you want to keep it going, we hope to be here for season 2.
We
want to
keep you going.
We want to be here for season 2. We want to do some cast interviews that are coming up, hopefully. We can't do this without you sharing this in your world, your social media, putting actual little, you know, put a link to this YouTube video or say, oh my gosh, I love these queens.
Yes.
And talk about this recap. And you can also go wherever you listen to your podcast. Is it on Apple's podcast? Is it on Spotify?
Is it on a record player?
Stitcher? No, it's not on a record player. I do know that.
Oh.
So
I'd listen to it on a record player.
That'd be awesome. But wherever you listen, if you can give us 5 stars, not 5, don't leave 3. We'll find you. And just put something, be like, he kept it up. Whatever you want to put, write something, 5 stars, give us a review and a little shout out. And we greatly appreciate that to all of our podcast listeners and our YouTube subscribers. Hit that little like button and subscribe button so that way you'll know, because we're going to we're going to finish this show. We might come back some special episodes, but hey, you might not know about it.
We do have something special coming, y'all, so you want to hit subscribe.
You do.
And so...
I'm the worst cock tease.
Yeah.
I can say that. That's not a bad word.
Oh.
Chicken. It's a chicken.
Oh, cock tease?
Yeah.
Sorry. Oh, we were on the fence about it.
I think this is Queer Eye. I think we can say it.
We're talking about Queer Eye. We're talking about chickens. I think we can say it.
All right. So let's just move on. Okay, so let's talk about. So the guys leave and they, you know, they say goodbye. They show in the book and everything. And then Remy makes this meal for his family. They have this beautiful sit-down family dinner. So, but here's the deal. Do you think that he's going to maintain this?
I think he's going to maintain aspects of it. Like, I don't think that he's going to get a manicure every other week. I think that he'll maybe...
I don't think so either.
And neither a pedicure. Maybe he'll go get a manicure, like, once every 2 months or something.
It made me realize I need to go get a manicure.
Really? I need one, too. Maybe not.
Let's go after this.
Yeah, really. I don't think he's going to do that, but I do think that he's going to maintain some of the grooming stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll get used to the water pick. Who knows? That water pick was spraying everywhere.
Okay, you got to learn how to use it. You kind of like...
You have to
close your mouth on. Yeah, but you don't close your mouth totally because you want all the stuff
to come out.
I used to have one, and actually, after watching this episode, I went on Amazon and ordered another one.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Really?
Water picks are fantastic.
Yeah.
It feels better than flossing. It's good for your gum. But and you just kind of go...
And I'm surprised we made it all the way through that explanation without making a sexual reference, so kudos to us.
We're professionals.
Yeah, we're professionals.
I just slapped my butt. Professional business women. Podcast, professional slap.
Yeah, slap butt.
Slap butt. So I think, yeah, I don't think he's going to get a manicure. I think he's going to go with the fashion.
Uh-huh.
Because honestly, I think...
He was into himself. He was like, I'm loving how I look.
He was into himself.
Yes.
And then with his arms and that shirt. Look, ladies are going to notice that.
They are.
They're going to notice that.
We noticed it. And I do think that he's going to keep up the meals, actually. And the reason I say that is because he might not be the ones cooking them, but I think that his mom saw, like, how important this was to him.
Mm-hmm.
And his family, like, is going to... Oh,
yeah, let's
oh, there's
see.
His Instagram.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. Let's
He's
look at
looking
his
good.
Oh, yeah, he looks good in that picture.
And his family's going to kind of help him to... Oh, wow. At that little mustard pants moment.
Look at his...
Whoa.
Damn.
Hello, spread legs.
His arms are just... You know who has arms like that?
Who?
My boyfriend, and I love it. I know. I started to be like... And then I realized I can go home to that.
You know what I'm going home to?
I'm so in love.
I'm going home to the
watery almond butter.
The rest of the jar of the watery almond butter.
I knew it.
I'm going to slather it all over my lithe, long body and just imagine somebody licking it off. And then I'm going to fall asleep in a pool of tears. No, I'm not. I'm not.
I'm not.
And who's definitely not going to be falling asleep in a pool of tears is Mr. Remy.
No.
He's looking sexy.
He's not. He is looking sexy. So
sexified.
We'll see. We'll see how he keeps it up. Okay, so... Let's talk about...
Where do we gay from here?
Yeah, let's talk about where do we gay from here.
My favorite segment.
Gay!
Super gay.
Super gay. So, what was your gay from here takeaway?
My where do we gay from here takeaway is to honor tradition, and the importance of tradition is often found a little bit, not too late, but later than you would wish. Like, once you really understand how important keeping up tradition is, you realize, damn, I should have really done this years past.
Mm.
So find those things that you want to continue, whether they were passed down from your family or whether you want to start a tradition of your own. I say find those things that you want to do and keep them going and make it easy for them to keep going, whether it's making a little recipe book, making it easy for future generations to carry on. Tradition, y'all. It's what's for dinner.
Tradition. Tradition.
That's my word that we gave from here.
That was for Bree in the booth because she's a musical theater.
That was less like deep than I usually get. Usually I get, well, that
usually
was kind of deep.
You go balls deep.
I go, yeah, very deep.
Very deep. So, well, my where do we get from here is going to, for me, it's about not putting things off that you can do today.
Yeah.
Like from rent, no day but today. And I mean that. Because I think that when something big happens in your past, we feel like that has a magnetic pull or something. Pull on your future, almost that it's pulling your future or holding your future from moving forward. And it really is that idea of, you know, if Remy was in this house and he said, one day I'm going to clean out my grandmother's clothes. One day I'm going to paint that chest. One day I'm going to do this. If he had just, you know, said, you know what, today I'm just going to move her clothes and give those away. That's what I'm going to do today. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing I can do today. And I think it's always, Oprah's always says, you know, what's the next, the next best thing you can do when mm-hmm. you're kind of overwhelmed with stuff. And I think that he's such a good lesson from that because, he wasn't a hoarder or anything, but literally he was just surrounded by the past because he was too scared to go forward. Mm-hmm. And I mark my words, he's going to be a better entrepreneur because of this.
Yeah.
That's what I think. All right. So now we've teased it enough.
It's ready.
It's 2 a.m. and we're drunk and we're ready to give it up. So let's talk about some AfterBuzz news.
AfterBuzz TV news.
It's hot in here.
It is hot in here.
It is. Okay.
But in a good way.
So you guys, all right, let's go. I'll keep it on. Love is in the air.
It's all over the place.
Big news. Guess who got married, y'all? James and Abby.
We were just talking about this like a couple weeks ago. We wanted him to do well, and he did well, y'all.
Got remarried to his ex, Abby. Oh, I wondered if any of the Queer Eye guys were there. Probably not. They're probably busy.
Probably
but
not.
Look how cute they are. And look at, he still kept up his cropped beard.
Yeah, he's looking fresh.
He's actually, his skin, like his lupus, looks better.
Yeah.
But no, because he had the lupus, and he put the sunscreen on it. Right? That's what they said.
You're right.
His skin looks even better.
This is the most country line. You know, your lupus looks better.
I think we even have a video of that. Is that true?
Do we? Oh, my God. Is this a wedding video?
Let's see. Oh, my God.
I love these. They always make me cry.
Really?
No.
Oh, I don't think we could be more happier.
Tom, Abby, congratulations. We love you.
Queer Eye fan favorites Tom Jackson and Abby Parr said, "I do" for the second time in a private ceremony in Tennessee.
In the woods.
And Netflix's Fab Five, who helped rekindle their romance, shared warm wishes for the couple after hearing the exciting news.
How do you feel?
We did hear from him today and we couldn't be happier. Watching Tom with Abby was the most beautiful thing. You can tell how much he loves her. They've been married already, and there's got to be something there if he's so desperately wanting to marry her again.
As the whole world saw, the love kind of reblossomed on the very first episode of Queer Eye. And we're so excited about that because that really was our very first episode that we ever filmed, our very first guy that opened up his home and his heart to us.
Did you guys think that that would happen when you saw them reunite? Did you sense real love there?
I mean, you could see it when he'd say her name. It's like his eyes would light up, his whole face would start to glow. And then that moment when they were sitting outside on his little patio table and they were eating guacamole and she touched his arm, we were like, it's gonna, and she called him Thomas.
I'm gonna send him this one message. You lost to me before. Make sure that this time you do everything you can to make sure you keep up every lesson we taught you.
A common thread that holds every human together is that we just want to be loved.
And it's not just Tom.
Oh, yes. And they started to... Well, that's one... I love... That was really sweet.
That was sweet.
And they started... Look at us. We're just... Entertainment Tonight
we're
is copying us. Okay? Because we're breaking this
We're
first.
Entertainment last night.
I know we just showed you a video they put out earlier, but really, we found it first.
We broke the news.
We broke the news, everybody. Okay, but... Karamo is getting married, y'all.
Karamo
got engaged this weekend to his fiance Ian. Just because
they've
know
been them. Together 8 years.
They've been together 8 years. I know them both personally. They're so sweet. Ian's the nicest guy. He shared on his Instagram a picture.
Yeah.
If I would have thought of it, I would have brought it. But they had like a party.
And a birthday Karamo, party for
yeah,
Ian.
And they asked him there to get married. And so there they are. Look how cute they are.
Yeah.
And
it was a big surprise.
It was a big surprise. And then Ian showed a picture on Mother's Day. Today was a picture of his mother at that party and him laughing. Aww. So it was really like sweet, full circle moment.
Nice.
Could not be happier for both of them. Love is in the air.
But it's not falling on me. There's a virus and I'm immune.
You know what? Why don't you tell everybody, we say goodbye, tell everybody your Twitter is, and if you want to date Charles Connelly, tweet him, because I'm sure he'll want that.
Slide into my DMs.
Or at least just send him a pic of something, you know?
A pic of the Bible. I'm a Christian woman. My name is Charles Connelly. You can find me at Charles Connelly on Twitter and Instagrams, and you can add me on Facebook, too, or LinkedIn, whatever. You want to contact me. It's fine.
Somebody sends you a penis pic on LinkedIn.
Is professional.
That is professional. All right, everybody. And my name is Matt Maher. You can find me at all social media, Facebook, Snapchat, or not Snapchat, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at the Matt Maher, two T's, two R's. And you guys, we're going to be, I think we're on a full panel next week.
Are we?
I think we're all four back next. The Fab Four is back to talk about the five, or five, about the Fit
we're
Fab.
Done.
About,
we're done.
We're going to talk about Queer Eye next week. We'll see y'all. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.